This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two.
This is Lock and Load. This is Lock and Load. I've only said this about a billion six times, but you know what? Anyway. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Occasionally, horrible things happen, and they are mistakes. And mistakes are, they're a little different from accidents. Mistakes occur when somebody makes a bad decision. Now, those bad decisions does not mean that somebody may or may not become a criminal doing it. Sometimes it does, sometimes it does not. And if it actually warrants it, if they're actually found to be that way, unless it's in a area where there's a Sorosian DA, then they probably should be prepared to face that music. But that does not mean, given this climate that we live in today, this time in our lives as we exist on a daily basis, that there's certain things that cause things to happen, certain laws. Now, while I will sit out there and I'll tell you all day long that what you see in these population centers that's happening right now, that's all based upon Democratic policy. That's because they've been in charge for, in some cases, a century without a Republican being in place. And what they have is just an absolute perfect storm of bad stuff happening at this particular time. But sometimes bad things happen in regular places, too. Sometimes they're mistakes. Now, this kid, Ralph Jarl, mistakenly thought he was at somebody else's house, and he was shot for this. Now, this is not a crime in anybody's book, ringing the doorbell, you know. And answering a doorbell when someone's at the wrong house may be annoying, but it is not criminal. So, as such, a stand your ground defense cannot be used. Stand your ground did not cause this to happen. That's not stopping some people from blaming the law for the shooting anyway. But in America, seemingly any interaction, no matter how innocuous, could end in gun violence. Now, consider this month alone. In Kansas City, Ralph Jarl had dreams of pursuing a career in engineering, was shot for ringing a wrong doorbell. And a group of young cheerleaders in Texas were shot when accidentally entered the wrong car in a grocery store parking lot. Kaylin Gillis, age 20, was fatally gunned down in rural New York after mistakenly pulling into the wrong driveway. And Kinsley White, a 6-year-old from Gastonia, North Carolina, was shot alongside her parents when her basketball rolled into a neighbor's garden. Experts say that these random acts of violence are made worse by so-called stand your ground laws, provisions that the U.S. Commission of Civil Rights once dubbed a license to kill. Except in the case of Mr. Jarl, this is not like a fault. This doesn't fall under stand your ground. Stand your ground laws say if you have a reasonable fear of being injured or killed, you can use lethal force to defend yourself. So look at these cases. Do any of them really look like a case where someone reasonably feared for their life? The one possible exception here is presented would have been the cheerleaders. And the problem there is that while one entered the wrong vehicle, she also extracted herself from the vehicle well before the shooting happened. And you might be able to justify being afraid of being killed when a strange person enters the vehicle you're sitting in. But when they leave, that argument leaves with them. And none of these shooters are going to get a pass. They're being prosecuted as they probably should be based on what I see right now this minute. Now, there may be information that hasn't made it into the news that would change things, but if so, it's unlikely to be anything that undermines the stand your ground law. People like to pretend that these laws just let you get away with murder by saying you're scared, but that's literally not what happened. It didn't work for Michael Draco in Clearwater, Florida, nor should it have. He was actually assaulted, but pulled his weapon and fired after everything appeared to be over. And at least in that case, there was an assault preceding that shooting. And if he didn't get away with it, why would stand your ground laws cover any of these other idiots? But then again, I don't really think anybody believes that it will. Those who are familiar with these laws know they just won't. Just shooting people isn't protected by the law, no matter how scared you were, unless there was a legitimate reason to fear for your life. None of these incidents suggest that there was such grounds to shoot. And what they're doing, though, is trying to use this to justify overturning stand your ground laws, which also tells you what would happen if they actually were to acknowledge armed self-defense. Because I've said many, many times, if this kind of thing were happening, they would amplify this and blow it up and just absolutely make it the loudest thing you could possibly hear, which is what we have happening here. Now, while this may sound reasonable to some, doing so now puts the onus on the law-abiding citizen to try and determine if they can get away from an attacker in the split second that they have to figure out what to do, while allowing a prosecutor to look at things through the cold light of day and decide what they should have done well after the fact and with hours to examine what happened. And so they'll take some completely unjustified shootings, or so they appear based on what we know at this minute, and pretend it's exactly the same thing. And it's not. And I'm not going to play like it is. It is not. The thing about stand your ground laws is that we, first of all, in the event that we are faced with a threat, some of us do not have the luxury of being able to run away. As much as I would like to be, I am not a track star anymore. I am not. I'd like to be, but I'm not. So I can't really escape too much of it. I am getting a little more mobile now. I'm on a diet. I'm eating healthier. I'm doing some things to make my life a little more, make me a little more dangerous in it. But, I mean, there's a lot of ships that have sailed, especially with my joints. So the actual possibility that I might run away from somebody is very thin, unless they're in a wheelchair. And probably one that isn't powered. They could probably catch me in one that's powered. My knees are just that shot. So while they're out there trying to make this into something that it isn't, just bear that in mind, that stand your ground does not apply to these kinds of shootings. There has to be a threat involved, a discernible threat. Your fear, that actually has to be applied very judiciously. And it happens every day. I mean, people apply judiciously and quick and get it right every day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. closure. I get that everybody seeks closure. And I submit this to you, and this is just a feeling I have about it. I do not know that there's any closure when you have a loved one ripped from you in a murder. I sincerely do not. I don't know how you achieve it. How do you achieve closure with something like that? So, having said that, no one's going to be shocked to learn that Fred Gutenberg is pushing for gun control again. And I get that he lost his daughter to a horrendous tragedy, one that never should have happened, and that he feels obligated to crusade against the Second Amendment. He's not very good at it. He can summon up emotion with the best of them and for perfectly valid reasons. I don't know what I would do if I lost a child. But when facts matter, Fred tends to come up short. And that's where policy actually has to reside, is based upon a fact pattern. There, Gutenberg tries his damnedest to look at the recent spate of mistaken shootings and make it about gun control, among other things. And he uses them, for example, to advocate for things such as red flag laws. Now, once again, we don't know the details of this. Right? You know, what I just said earlier is all based upon the first blush, the first glance, because that's all we have. We do not know, what was this guy's name? I think his last name was Lester, the one that shot Mr. Jarl there, young Mr. Jarl. This guy was in his 80s, and he was afraid of something. And we don't know what precipitated that fear. Maybe he had been broken into many, many times before. And this will all come out in time. And until then, it's all speculation and conjecture. But getting out there and saying that advocating for a red flag law, that this was somehow have stopped this. Well, this guy had, first of all, none of these people, I'm almost certain, had actually been in a position where if you actually applied this to them, that it would have kicked in. Now, the reason I haven't dived into all of this stuff left, right, and center is because I don't know the facts on this. And I don't trust the fake stream legacy media to give me the facts on this. Now, they do represent a huge problem, but not with guns themselves. At the very best, what we have here is a training issue. And these are people who have never learned how to correctly identify a threat. And they have all, and you know, everybody involved in these things is going to be prosecuted. And they probably should. Because when you decide to carry a gun, you are taking on a huge responsibility. Someone will respond to this. Then we should mandate training. And once again, at the first blush, if you look at this the first time around, you would say, well, I could see that. That might address the issue. The problem is it doesn't actually solve it. It just kind of looks like it. Mandated training, as it would be administered to by the government, would just be a box to check off, and that's it. People focus just enough to pass any test required, and then they do what they're going to do anyway, right? And because that's all they view the mandatory class as, exactly, I've got to do this much, and then I pass, right? I'm not going to overachieve here. Now, mandatory training, however, can also be used as a pry bar. It can also be used as a block. It can also be used to block gun ownership entirely, making the classes too expensive and or too onerous for anybody to be able to fool with except for a select handful isn't the way to stop these horrific acts. I cannot shoot and maneuver the way I used to when I was in my 20s. I still know the directions to go. I know the things I'm seeking if I am moving around. I'm just not going to get to them as fast, and that's my problem. But if I have this arbitrary criteria I have to meet, where I have to be able to go from point A to point B in X amount of time, and I don't meet that, does that mean that I shouldn't be able to own a gun, carry a gun? And this is where these kind of things, despite their supposed best intentions, this is where they become prostituted. And we need to be able to ask one very important question, one that Fred is apparently unable to ask. Is this happening more? Is this an actual thing that's suddenly happening? Or are we simply hearing about them more because one got picked up by the national news and people are now looking for others? And in fact, the answer to that question is no, this is not happening more. This has happened for a long time. And there's another reason I've been slow about talking about what happened in these mistaken shootings, because nobody wants to see these things happen, and I'm actually glad that this is national news. This gives us an opportunity to discuss why these things shouldn't happen. But what it is not, no matter how hard Fred wishes for it to be, it is not an excuse to restrict a law-abiding citizen the right to keep and bear arms. Especially since there's little reason to believe any of these shootings would have prevented any policy that Fred, none of the stuff he advocates for, would have stopped this. Because these are mistakes. They're like, mistakes are like accidents, but except they're sort of almost unforced errors. And they're all based upon a mistaken perception on somebody's part. And therein lies the rub. In any event, we're going to see how this plays out. Because we're going to hear all kinds of calls for all kinds of things, as we do every time a gun is involved in anything except self-defense. Whenever self-defense is involved, you never hear about that. And listen, if they actually were to report on self-defense, that would be the overwhelming reporting when it comes to people using guns in the United States. Self-defense and sports, if they were to do those two things, it would drown out the cacophony of all of these anti-gunners that are out there looking for the next reason, any reason, the best reason, whatever it can be. However they're going to look at it, it would drown it out altogether. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. President Biden is praising the latest jobs report as another positive sign for the economy. He attributed the strong jobs report to billions of dollars of private sector investment. The president also slammed Republicans for demanding major budget cuts in exchange to raise the debt limit. New documents, including deposition video, are being released in former President Trump's civil case. In the video of Trump's deposition, he's seen mistakenly identifying a woman in a picture as his ex-wife, Marla Maples, rather than his accuser, writer E. Jean Carroll.
That's Marla, yeah. That's my wife.
Trump is being sued by Carroll for sexual battery and defamation over an alleged sexual assault in the 1990s. Oregon is issuing the state's first license for a psychedelic service center. It will be used to dispense what is commonly called magic mushrooms to treat a variety of mental health issues. Dave Collins, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. 20-year-old woman was killed, and at least two other people were left with injuries in the Denver area the other day as a result of rocks being thrown through the windows of their vehicles, and local authorities have so far been unable to identify the suspect or suspects in the attack. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says at least five vehicles were targeted by the unknown assailant, including the Chevy Spark, which is basically a teardrop with wheels, driven by 20-year-old Alexa Bartell, who was on the phone with a friend when she went quiet. Bartell's friend used an app to locate Alexa's phone, and the friend went to the location along Indiana Street, according to Jefferson County Sheriff's spokeswoman Jackie Kelly. She saw Bartell's Spark off of the road in a field. As she approached, she could see Alexa was inside and was dead. That's horrible to consider. She had to go out looking for a friend and locating her phone. The friend dialed 911. Two drivers injured and the other attack suffered minor injuries. They were in good condition Thursday. Kelly said rocks were thrown at windshields of moving vehicles. Three of the rocks shattered windshields and remained inside vehicles. Police recovered those. They were 4 to 6 inches wide and weighed 3 to 5 pounds. Now, you won't hear Shannon Watts or Fred Gutenberg or any of these other yahoos or any other gun control activists talk about these horrific crimes, not only because they didn't involve a firearm, but because crimes like this make it blatantly obvious that we need to be dealing with the individual and not whatever weapon they might use. That has always been the case. That is always going to be the case. Is Bartel's death any more acceptable because it was done with a rock? Is it excusable because somebody decided to throw a rock through a windshield instead of shooting her? Is that excusable? And no, it isn't. But if the gun control lobby can't offer up any so-called solutions for these criminal acts, you know, why would we expect them to figure out anything with any criminal act? Because these acts are criminal acts. We can't impose a waiting period on rock purchases or require background checks for all transfers of minerals larger than a pebble. Horrific crimes like these also demonstrate the fundamental problem with the red flag law. The myopic focus on someone's ability to legally possess a firearm instead of the supposed dangerousness that makes them a risk to themselves or others. We don't know who's responsible for these attacks, but it's at least possible that the unknown suspect had already been the subject of a red flag order and has segued and is now roaming around chucking heavy rocks down on the windshields of passing motorists because the courts deemed them no longer a danger to themselves. Or there as others once an extreme risk protection order was issued. Red flag laws aren't really about dangerous people. And that's the problem. That's the problem. A rock can be just as deadly as a gun, but anybody subject to a red flag order can still pick up a chunk of granite and send it through the windshield of a moving car, or stab somebody with their legally owned knife, or douse someone in gasoline and light them on fire with their lawfully possessed matches. Every act of wanton violence in this country is the result of choices made by an individual. Whether to pull the trigger, plunge the blade, strike a blow, or hurl heavy stones. Pinning the blame on an inanimate object or believing that we can somehow criminal-proof the country as long as we pass enough gun control laws isn't just a violation of, the right to self-defense. It comes with a human cost. People die. Lives are lost. You have people like Fred Gutenberg who are heartbroken and they can never find any closure. You're always looking for answers in the wrong direction. If you actually want to deal with crime, then you're going to have to deal with the people who commit the crime and not their weapon of choice to bring crime to heel. Colorado's done a really bad job of that over the past decade, with lawmakers approving a number of new restrictions on legal gun owners while violent crime has steadily increased. Democrats have pursued a de-incarceration approach even as they put more gun laws in the books. There's also a severe lack of inpatient mental health beds for those in crisis, as well as a broader shortage of mental health workers at state-run facilities. And in far too many cases, criminals aren't getting the justice they deserve, and those with mental health issues aren't getting the help and treatment they need. But the anti-gun Democrats in the state legislature would rather just do things like make it easier to sue gun makers for the actions of violent criminals or expand their red flag law than seriously address the dire problems of their own devising in the criminal justice and mental health systems. Now, until they actually take a very serious look at what goes on and what, we're going to have to actually go out and stop doing this knee-jerk thing and actually do a deep dive forensic look at each individual detail leading up to this. disregard what they used to do it and just the fact that they were going to do it. Why did they want to do it? That's the question. There is no moral high ground murder out there. There is none. There's, you know, one of the things I've talked about many times is that when you look at violent crime, the UK has a higher violent crime rate than we do per 100,000. It doesn't matter what they use. If they go out and they get their steak knife, which, you know, they're trying to control knives in the UK, in London especially. They've tried to, basically outlaw knives. How's that working? How's that working? How do you eat meat? How do you eat anything that has to be, you know, we can't just bite it. Well, we could bite it off, you know, we could go all caveman on it, but how does that work? How's that working out? And how do you police them all up? How do you know when you've got them all? And how do you stop more from coming in? You cannot ban your way to living crime-free because banning tools does nothing. All banning tools do is they segue from using a gun to throwing a rock through your windshield. What must it be like for that friend who found her friend dead in a car in the middle of a field? Because she tracked her down based on where her phone was. Do you think that she's any less traumatized by that than if she'd been shot? I would say no. And therein is the rub. We're going to have to focus on the people doing the crimes. The tool doesn't really matter. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This rampage killing in Louisville, Kentucky. Well, nobody likes this kind of thing. Of course, for the gun controllers, this was justification for them to roll out once again. They roll out whenever this happens and they go back into hiding after the sun comes out. And the fact that the killer used an AR-15 just stirred that debate even further. Sometimes, though, it is very hard to go back and track why they do what they do. A lot of times it dies with them. In the case of Audrey Hale, we know she left a manifesto and or some diaries, and we're just not being told what that is. In the case of Connor Sturgeon, however, we are getting that now. And for all of you out there that think, Bill, why are you using the names of these rampage killers? It's because they are the problem. And when we do not name the problem, then the gun grabbers name the problem as guns. So if we're actually going to get out there and focus in on the people that commit the crime, then let's focus in on the people that commit the crime and give them their piece of infamy. That's like getting out there and saying, let's not say Hitler. Absolutely. Let's look at what he did and absolutely never let it happen again. In the case of Connor Sturgeon, he left a manifesto outlining what he was trying to do. And guess what? This wasn't a garden variety mass shooting. It was an act of domestic terrorism. He wrote a manifesto before he shot five senior executives at the branch where he worked, according to the Daily Mail. The 13-page manifesto describes his goals before the horror at the downtown Old National Bank, where the 25-year-old live-streamed the massacre on Instagram as he gunned down co-workers at their morning conference. And he made three key points in the manifesto, which is in the hands of the police. He wanted to kill himself, he wanted to prove how easy it was to buy a gun in Kentucky, and he wanted to highlight a mental health crisis in America. Now, the Daily Mail is not normally inclined to detail the anti-gun agenda of the killer, but it was clearly prominent enough in the manifesto to warrant mention. So because this was motivated by politics, a case can be made that this was domestic terrorism, something the pro-gun side keeps being accused of engaging in while hurting no one, I might add. Now that we know the motivation, we can also tell that there's even less reason to capitulate with gun control demands. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, we know that giving into terrorism just begets more terrorism. There's a reason we don't pay terrorist ransoms. There's a reason we don't release the prisoners a hijacker or kidnapper demands released. Because once you prove that that works, you just encourage more of the same thing. You simply feed into the beast you're trying to make go away. And once you've played the dame geld, you never get rid of the dame. Passing gun control now would only not accomplish the claimed goal of gun control, but it might also convince many other suicidal and politically interested people that they can not only die, but strike a blow for the cause they believe in by becoming a mass shooter. This should be a, you know, for those of you that get out there and go, you know, suicide is so sad. A suicidal person is a very dangerous person. They are a danger to themselves, first and foremost. But depending on how they roll in most cases, they probably are going to, in some cases, they may decide they want to take some people with them. They're going to get their release, but they may want to take some people with them. And in Louisville, I get the people are distraught. If a rampage killer touches your life, it's going to rattle you. I get it. But Louisville isn't an example of why we need gun control. It wasn't before, and it's even less so now. And now it's about not capitulating with mass murderers, even in death, out of some ridiculous hope you can prevent future atrocities while giving people ample reason to carry out future atrocities. Had his motive excluded that aspect, gun control might be a topic worthy of debate. Not necessarily with me, but my motivations for opposing it wouldn't have included concerns about passing gun control might encourage more such attacks. Now, knowing this, of course, that's exactly what it does. So, as it is, what happened in Louisville was in fact an act of domestic terrorism. We shouldn't let a mass murderer win. Ever. Before we segue, let's go back to these mistake killings that have occurred. None of these are actually, there's a lot of criticism being brought up on Stand Your Ground. Every town for gun safety goes so far as to say that these give a people a license to kill. And there's scholars out there that say they say Stand Your Ground laws. They refer to them as shoot first laws, short for shoot first and ask questions later. And if you're going to equate stand your ground with the legal right to shoot first, you could intentionally, unintentionally mislead people into thinking that self-defense laws truly give them a blanket license to kill with impunity. They do not. Self-defense laws actually place significant limits on the ability of an individual to use lethal force in self-defense lawfully. If I'm being actively attacked, if I'm about to be actively attacked or something, boom, I'm in, I can go lethal, I can go loud. As soon as that changes, if I draw my weapon in readiness for the attack, as soon as I pull this up, if that assailant turns and runs, I no longer have a self-defense claim. I no longer have a stand my ground defense. Now, the shootings of Ralph Jarl and Kaylin Gillis took place at the shooters' homes, not in public places. So Stand Your Ground law does not apply in these cases, not to mention that New York does not even have a Stand Your Ground law in the case, I think, of Kaylin Gillis. If anything, they would fall under the common law principle of Castle Doctrine, which allows people to use reasonable force up to and including lethal force to protect themselves and their loved ones at home. It allows people to stand their ground in their own castle. However, it really depends on how it's actually applied here in South Carolina where I live. Castle Doctrine, which is what we have, actually extends to anywhere I can lawfully be. My car, the mall, wherever I can lawfully be, I can bring lethal force if I have to. Now, in Florida's landmark law, they apply to any individual who's not engaged in an unlawful activity and who is attacked in any other place where he or she has a right to be. That's Stand Your Ground, but that's also Castle Doctrine in my state. Those are limitations in and of themselves. Someone mistakenly getting into your car and then immediately exiting, that is not an attack. It cannot be reasonably considered an attack. So, therefore, there can be no lawful act of self-defense that is justified based upon that. The shooting in the Austin grocery store parking lot looks much more like an act of criminal assault. And even under Stand Your Ground, all the other legal requirements for using lethal force and self-defense still apply. In addition to innocence, there's the issue of proportionality. A person only has a right to meet force with force, including deadly force. Now, that actually is going to vary. That pole, that bar is going to vary based upon disparity of force, among other things. So that's also something that comes into play. But none of these things should actually be looked at as Stand Your Ground defenses, because they're not. They're not. There may be some sort of Castle Doctrine statute in play that might be argued, but we'll see. We're going to see how that works out. Hour number three is inbound, and when we get back, we're going to be talking to the professor from the studentofthegun.com, Paul Markle. I just want to hear about how the NRA meetup went for him and everything. I know he did a lot of media while he was there. I did not get to go. I did not get to go, but that's why I have friends that go, and I can ask them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.